It's Hard Rain and Slow Trains.
Sticking around for the next hour of Bob Dylan and his fellow travelers.
With Dan and Jeff.
It's a hard.
It's a hard. It's a hard. It's a hard rain.
You're listening to KEPW LP 97.3 FM.
Peaceworks Community Radio in Eugene, Oregon, and streaming online at kepw.org.
I laid on the dune and I looked at the sky when the children were babies and played on the beach. You came up behind me, I saw you go by. You were always so close and still within reach. Sarah, oh Sarah, whatever made you wanna change your mind? Sarah, oh Sarah, so easy to look at, so hard to define. I can still see them playing with their pails in the sand. They run to the water, their buckets to fill. I can still see the shells falling out of their hands as they follow each other back up the hill. Sarah, oh Sarah, sweet virgin angel, sweet love of my life. Sarah, oh Sarah, a radiant jewel, mystical wife. Sleeping in the woods by a fire in the night, where you fought for my soul and went up against the odds. I was too young to know that you were doing it right, and you did it with strength that belonged to the gods. Sarah, oh Sarah, wherever we travel, we're never apart. Sarah, oh Sarah, a beautiful lady, so dear to my heart. I can still hear the sounds of those the Methodist bells. I've taken the cure and it just got me through. Staying up for days in the Chelsea Hotel, writing sad-eyed lady of the lowlands for you. Sarah, Sarah, it's all so clear, I could never forget. Sarah, Sarah, loving you is the one thing I'll never regret. Now the beach is deserted except for some kelp and a piece of an old ship that lies on the shore. You always responded when I needed your help. You gave me a map and a key to your door. Sarah, Sarah, a glamorous nympho with an arrow and bow. Sarah, Sarah, don't ever leave me, don't ever go.
Welcome back to Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and fellow travelers, and we're continuing with our series of episodes featuring the songs off of the new Bob Dylan record, Rough and Rowdy Ways, and tonight we're featuring Mother of Muses. It's a staple of epic poetry to begin an epic poem with an invocation to the muse. Homer does so at the beginning of the Iliad and the Odyssey, famously beginning, "Sing me, O Muse." Virgil continued that with Aeneid, and Milton does it in Paradise Lost. And although it's not appearing at the beginning of Rough and Rowdy Ways, Dylan has his song to the Mother of Muses as track number 7 of the new album. Mother of Muses, sing to me. So we kicked off tonight with one of his earlier songs to the muse, Sarah, that glamorous nymph with an arrow and bow. And we're going to be featuring other songs that invoke the muse tonight. We're going to have some Van Morrison coming up, some Elton John, some Prince. So sit back and listen to the muse. Ick. Here's Van Morrison from Into the Music with "You Make Me Feel So Free."
To be, but baby, you make me feel so free. And so I yearn for mistress calling me. That's the muse, that's the muse. But we only burn up with that passion when there's absolutely nothing left to lose. I'll make it this spring, and there's no bed of roses. It's just more hard work and bad company. But baby, I want to say that you make me feel so free. All right.
What you say?
You make me feel.
it's on me, baby. Say it again. Say it again. So dumb on free.
Ooh. if she could be Muse to the Pharaoh, then one day she might be queen. If like Sheba, she then could bring presents and wine, the helix he might get between them. In other words, intertwine with the ebony and milk of her thighs. If she could be a muse and let him decide, perhaps she'd let him decide. She could be muse to the Pharaoh. There is nothing, nothing he wouldn't give her, see.
No.
For the future of the nation rests in her belly. And if the proverb of the 31 and verse 10 becomes a song she sings again and again, she might be queen.
Through your hair, there's so much information for the next generation. Who gonna drop it if you're not there? And whether the enemy makes a run on the palace or whether the enemy does not, the children will be laced with the protection of the word of God. The opposite of NATO is Aten. And if the number 13 is such a bad luck number when there's no such thing as luck, then the berries, talons, arrows, and stars, all the superstitions, what the? Get busy, big baby, cause when them devil come dressed as light. Maybe they gon' fool the untrained mind, but nobody I know gon' bite.
Like a thief in the night,
my lord come and strike, leave nothing but ashes to the left, dust to the right. Holocaust aside, many lived and died, but when all truth is told,
would you rather be dead or be sold?
Sold to the one who can now make the displaced bloodline with the white jailbait.
Thinking like the keys on Prince's piano will be just fine.
Fellow Minnesota native with Bob Dylan, Prince with Muse to the Pharaoh off his 2001 album The Rainbow Children. Before that, Elton John singing about the Muse in his soundtrack to the 1999 album The Muse. And right before that, Van Morrison from his 1979 album Into the Music with You Make Me Feel So Free. Three songs all celebrating the importance of the Muse.
All across the telegraph, his name it did resound
with 20 pounds of headlines.
Welcome back to 20 pounds of headlines, your news about the world of Bob Dylan. take off your hat, unstring his fiddle, and lay down the bow. 83-year-old multi-instrumentalist and country musician Charlie Daniels passed away Monday, July 6th. Daniels first recorded with Bob Dylan for his 1969 album Nashville Skyline, laying down guitar tracks for most of the songs on that album. He then returned to play on 1970's Self-Portrait and New Morning, where he played some guitar but mostly played bass guitar. Dylan wrote of his experience recording with Charlie Daniels on those albums in his 2004 memoir Chronicles, where he recollected when Charlie was around, something good would usually come out of the sessions. Over the top reviews continue to pour in for Dylan's new album, Rough and Rowdy Ways. Some of the critics have commented that it's, quote, an absolute classic. Dylan is exploring terrain nobody else has reached before, yet he just keeps pushing on into the future. And Bob Dylan remains an immeasurable and inimitable force. LA Times calls it a savage pulp noir masterpiece. Mojo Magazine writes that it's a vaccine against culture's shrinking expectations. London's The Guardian writes that it's full of bleak and brooding rhythm and blues. Rough and Rowdy Ways reveals Dylan at his lyrical best. 5 stars. Way to go, Bob. Writer Clinton Halen, who has authored many books on Bob Dylan, including the highly regarded biography Behind the Shades, has revealed that for Dylan's 80th birthday next year in May, the first of 2 volumes of a new updated version of that biography is going to appear. This new 2-volume work has over 500,000 words compared to the 200,000 words of the most recent revised edition of Behind the Shades. And Halen has remarked that in order to produce these 2 new volumes, he has spent over 10 weeks in the Bob Dylan archive in Tulsa. So look for the first of the 2 volumes of a new Bob Dylan biography to come from Clinton Halen around springtime next year in 2021. And that's all the news this week from the world of Bob Dylan.
Now it's time once again for
Who Did It Better? This is your chance to vote for whose version of the song of the week you think is better.
Go to the ends of the earth for you to make you feel my love.
Go to our Twitter page at @RainTrains, @RainTrains, and vote for Who Did It Better. For our Who Did It Better song last week in our openers episode, we chose the song that sort of opened Bob Dylan's career, Blowin' in the Wind. And we asked you, who did it better, Bob Dylan off of his 1963 album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, or Peter, Paul, and Mary with their hit of a version of that song from their album, In the Wind? And you answered Bob Dylan with 100% of the votes. Wow. I guess the answer was clear.
We started tonight's show with Sarah, one of Dylan's greatest invocations to amuse, but there are many. For Who Did It Better tonight, let's listen to one from another side of Bob Dylan, Spanish Harlem Incident. Some muses speak with fire. Here, your temperature's too hot for taming. Your flaming feet burn up the street. Well, let's hear the Byrds version and then Dion's version.
Yeah, whose brand new album, Blues with Friends, we played a song from a couple months ago in our Last One Standing Part 1 episode. Dylan, of course, penned the liner notes for that album. It'll be fun to hear his version of the song about a Spanish Harlem muse right up against that of the Byrds.
They're extremely different from each other and also pretty different from Dylan's version. And afterwards, you can decide who did it better.
Gypsy gal, the hands of Harlem cannot hold you to its heat. Your temperature's too hot for taming. Your flaming feet are burning up the street.
I am homeless, come and take me into the reach of your rattling drum. I gotta know, babe, all about my fortune.
got me swallowed. I have fallen far beneath your pearly eyes, so fast and slashing, and your flashing diamond teeth.
The night is pitch black, come and make my little fist fit in the place I'll please. I got a loping, I'm nearly drowning. If it's you, my lifeline's trace.
I've been wondering all about me ever since I seen you there on the cliffs of your wildcat charms. I'm riding, I know I'm round you, but I don't know where.
You have slayed me, you have made me. I got to laugh halfway off my heels. I gotta know me when you surround me, so I can know if I'm really real.
My lifeline's trace. Yeah, I'm wrong.
Don't forget to vote at our Twitter page for who did it better. You can go to our Twitter page at Rain Trains. You're listening to Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and fellow travelers coming at you from an undisclosed location in the Great North Woods and broadcasting to you from KEPW 97.3 FM LP Peaceworks Community Radio. Want to ask you all to stick around. When the show concludes in a half hour, we're going to be followed by Deadish, Searching for the Sound. Jeff's got a great collection of songs he's curated for you this evening, so tune in and turn on before you drop out tonight.
No one said the poetry was easy. Living with a song inside your heart, living with the muses all around me, waking up to soothe them in the dark. The muses leave me while I make my coffee. Muses don't come watching in the bath. And muses, if you ever catch me in the news, you can kill me, muses, any way you choose. I stitch my dreams into my seams, so I will not forget. Waking up and going to work each morning with one name for the world when it needs my blood and sweat, and one name for the muses when they're calling. They call me Rose. Rose.
Isn't fair, but it doesn't make it right. You left the world knowing all too well what pain is. You took it on yourself to pave the road to hell. Paid your dues and sang the blues. Lord, you knew them all too well. Every word upon a page, you let them sail away. The wind would blow and then you'd go up against the rain. You listened to the songs and then you wrote your own. Somewhere along the way you passed the muse along. I feel your presence in this room beneath the waning moon. It's good to know that I couldn't tame you. You took it on yourself to pave the road to hell. Paid your dues and sang the blues. Lord, you knew them all too well. Every word upon a page, you'd let them sail away. The wind would blow and then you'd go up against the rain. Last night the weather turned, this morning we had snow. Today they'll lay you in the ground. Someday we'll all know where it is we go. My tears will say goodbye while the rain is coming down. You took it on yourself to pave the road to hell. Paid your dues and sang the blues. Lord, you knew them all too well. Every word upon a page, you let them sail away. The wind would blow and then you'd go up against the rain. Wind would blow and then you'd go up against the rain.
The green, the juniper, the cornfowl and the chicory. Well, all of the words you said to me are still vibrating in my head. The elm ash and the linden tree, the dark and deep enchanted sea, the trembling moon and the stars unfurled. Oh, there she goes, my beautiful world. 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 There she goes again.
John Wilmot penned his poetry riddled with a past. And Nabokov wrote on index cards a lectern in his socks.
St. John of the Cross, he did a his best of it, present in a box. And Johnny Fulmer's was half alive when he wrote Chinese Rhymes. Oh, me, I'm lying here, nothing in my ears. Me, I'm lying here, with nothing in my ears. I'm dying here. For what seems years, something on my bed, but nothing in my head. Send that stuff on down to me. Send that stuff on down to me. Send that stuff on down to me. Send that stuff on down. As she goes.
Justice Carmichael's while riding Death Capital. And Gauguin, he bugged off, man, and he went all tropical. And Philip Larkin, he stuck it out in a library in her. And Dylan Thomas, he died drunk in St. Vincent's Hospital. Oh, lie at your feet, I'll meet at your door. I'll wreck your sleep, I'll roll on the floor. And I won't ask for nothing, nothing in this life. But I won't ask for nothing, give me everlasting life. Just wanna move the world, I just wanna move the world. I just wanna rule the world, I just wanna turn the world. As she goes, my beautiful world. As she goes, my beautiful world. As she goes, my beautiful world. If you got a trumpet, get on your feet, brother, and blow it. And if you got a field that don't yield, well, get up now and hoe it. Look at you, you look at me, and deep in our hearts, babe, we're knowing that you weren't much of a muse, but then I weren't much of a poet. I'll give you grades up on your pedestal with your Aryan AIDS, your book of ideals, your alchemy. Oh, come on, send that stuff down to me. 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 Send it down to me. Send it all around. Send it all around the world. Since she comes, my beautiful girl. As she goes, my beautiful world. As she goes, my beautiful world. As she goes, 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 my beautiful world. As she goes, my beautiful world. As she goes, my beautiful world. As she goes.
Lost your power of recall. Every little detail. You don't remember at all the times we knew. Who would remember better than you? Bucket full of hearts. We laughed and had a good time, you and I. It's been so long. Now you're content that leather days go by. When you were there, you were the answer to my friend. our hearts. We loved with all the love that life can give. What can I say? Without you, it's just so hard to live. Can't take much more. Why can't we love like we did before?
Lisa Gerrard and Brendan Perry, known as Dead Can Dance, with Amnesia off of their 2012 album Anastasis, their first album to come out in 16 years after they took a bit of a break. They've since come out with another album after Anastasis. In Amnesia, they're explicitly singing about sweet Nemnosi, as they say it, but they must be using speculative ancient Greek pronunciation because I always knew her as Mnemosyne. That's right, the mother of muses. The focus of the episode tonight on Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and fellow travelers, because Dylan has a song called Mother of Muses on his new album, and we're putting it in a musical context tonight. We mentioned it a few weeks ago in our special in the Rough and Rowdy Ways. Go back to the Hard Rain and Slow Trains archive where we recollect the names of the nine muses, including Calliope, the muse of epic poetry, who is mentioned in this song. Right before Dead Can Dance, we had Bob Dylan in a live performance from April 7th, 2014 in Tokyo with Forgetful Heart. Mnemosyne is the goddess of recollection, the goddess of memory. Dylan's singing about that memory as it begins to go. Forgetful heart, lost my power of recall. What a powerful version that is from Tokyo in 2014. Dylan singing so great with a couple of great harmonica breaks in there. And before that, singing about the muse. There she goes, my beautiful world. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds off of their 2004 album Abattoir Blues, The Lyric of Orpheus. And before that, Nancy Griffith with Up Against the Rain coming off of her 2009 album The Loving Kind. And we kick things off with Canadian singer-songwriter Jennifer Castle's Rose Waterfalls off of her recent 2018 album Angels of Death. All of these songs are invoking the muse, are mentioning the muse. Up Against the Rain from Nancy Griffith is specifically in memoriam for Townes Van Zandt. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds singing There She Goes, My Beautiful World, recollecting all of the suffering that artists from Dylan Thomas to Johnny Thunders of the New York Dolls and many others mentioned, all the suffering that they go through in order to conjure the inspiration of the muse. And certainly Nancy Griffith's memoriam song for Townes Van Zandt is in that same vein. We're about to finish off the show tonight with Mother of Muses. One item of discussion that has appeared online in the context of this song is Dylan's couple of verses where he's asking the Mother of Muses to sing of Civil War and World War II era generals. Sing of Sherman, Montgomery, and Scott. Sing of Zhukov and Patton and the battles they fought. Who cleared the path for Presley to sing, who carved out the path for Martin Luther King. He's mentioning there the Civil War era generals of Tecumseh Sherman and General Montgomery and General Scott, who were Lincoln's generals for the North, as well as the Soviet general during World War II who helped defeat the Nazis, General Zhukov, and of course General Patton, who helped defeat the Axis on the part of the United States. The discussion online seems to tend in the direction of the role violence plays in this album in general and how Dylan seems to be endorsing or condoning it. But I see this verse functioning as a very basic historical observation that it is the sacrifices and struggles of the military to defeat totalitarian regimes that enable voices of liberty, such as the rhythm and blues infused Elvis Presley or the heroic voice for civil rights of Martin Luther King. Very much how later in the album in Murder Most Foul, Dylan links the basic historical observation of the murder of John F. Kennedy and the collective tragedy that the United States experienced at that time paved the way for the explosive embrace of the British invasion and Beatlemania. These are just basic historical observations and seem hardly controversial to me. The inspiration of the muse, especially in epic poetry, is often associated with historical exploits on the battlefield. And this inspiration of Mother of Muses continues on into the next song of the album, Crossing the Rubicon, where in the second to last verse of that song, Dylan sings, I feel the Holy Spirit inside, see the light that freedom gives. I believe it's in the reach of every man who lives. These soldiers, these generals, have fought so that the people in their respective countries can be free of totalitarian forces and can embrace the Spirit of God inside each and every one of them, in which true freedom can be experienced. This is one example of how certain themes weave from song to song in this album.
Well, we're just about at the end of Hard Rain and Slow Trains for tonight, but be sure to stay tuned for Deadish, where we'll celebrate the 9th of July and the Oregon Country Fair. And now, let's listen to the song that inspired all these thoughts about the muse, Dylan's Mother of Muses, from the new album, Rough and Rowdy Ways.
Mother of Muses, sing for me. Sing of the mountains and the deep dark sea. Sing of the lakes and the nymphs of the forest. Sing your hearts out, all you women of the chorus. Sing of honor and fame and glory be. Mother of Muses, sing for me. Mother of Muses, sing for my heart.
sing of a love too soon to depart. Sing of the heroes who stood alone, whose names are engraved on tablets of stone, who struggled with pain so the world could go free. Mother of muses, sing for me. Sing of Sherman, Montgomery, and Scott, and of Zhukov and Patton and the battles they fought, who cleared the path for Presley to sing, who carved the path for Martin Luther King, who did what they did and they went on their way. Man, I could tell their stories all day. I'm falling in love with Calliope. She don't belong to anyone, why not give her to me? She's speaking to me, speaking with her eyes. I've grown so tired of chasing lies. Mother Muses, wherever you are, I've already outlived my life by far. Mother Muses, unleash your wrath. Things I can't see, they're blocking my path. Show me your wisdom, tell me my fate. Put me upright, make me walk straight. Forge my identity from the inside out. You know what I'm talking about. Take me to the river, release your charms. Let me lay down a while in your sweet loving arms. Wake me, shake me, free me from sin. Make me invisible like the wind. Got a mind to ramble, got a mind to roam. I'm traveling light and I'm a slow coming home.